Now to Thailand. In the capital of Bangkok, it's no flights in and no flights out. Anti-government protesters are continuing their occupation of the city's airports. The protesters are demanding that the democratically elected government resign. They say it is corrupt. Today, the prime minister went on television to declare a state of emergency at the two airports. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us now from Bangkok. Michael, what does a state of emergency in this case mean for these protesters?
I think it's a little unclear what it means. I mean, in theory, it gives the security forces a great deal of license in dealing with these protesters. But at the same time, I mean, 3 months ago when this whole thing started, a state of emergency was declared when these protesters occupied Government House, the Prime Minister's office, and the army simply declined to intervene. The police are in charge of restoring order here at the two airports here. They're going to be helped by the Air Force. They're going to be helped by the Navy, the Prime Minister said. The army was conspicuously absent in that, so I don't know if this is going to be a repeat of what we saw in September, but I also think that this is a little different than September, because in September they occupied the Government House. Okay, you can just sort of firewall that off. The tourists don't see it. The rest of the world don't see it. When you take over at the international airport and thousands of travelers are detained, that gets people's attention. So they have to do something. What that something is, we don't quite know yet.
From what I understand, the main airport there is quite beautiful, was meant to be sort of a symbol of pride to greet visiting tourists when they arrived. What was the scene like there?
Well, the scenes at the airport were chaotic yesterday. I mean, you had thousands of people who couldn't get out because many more thousands of PAD demonstrators, the People's Alliance for Democracy demonstrators, protesters, were outside, and they weren't letting people in and out. Most of those people who were trapped there at the airport yesterday are now gone. In fact, like 95% of them are now gone. They're back here in hotels in Bangkok waiting to figure out when they can get out of here.
Michael, I just want to go back to these protesters' demands. They want the prime minister out. They say that he's a proxy for the former prime minister who was forced out in a coup 2 years ago. What is the possibility that we might be looking at the beginning of yet another coup in this country?
Look, if you believe a lot of people here in the capital today, I mean, many, many people are nervous that there's going to be another coup. And the problem is, the last time around 2 years ago, they got rid of Thaksin, they rewrote the constitution, they had new elections, and in fact, Thaksin's political party reconstituted, won those elections, and is now in power again. The current prime minister is actually Thaksin's brother-in-law. So the military is very, very wary of actually staging another coup at this point, because the last one didn't go too well. And they don't want to be seen as having this one not go well. They also don't want to be seen as the people that are the heavies in this case, because the Thai military has been the heavies in the past here, and they don't want that to happen again. So they're reluctant to intervene. That's why they were reluctant in September. That's why I think they'll be reluctant now, which is why the Prime Minister Somchai today said that the police would be in charge of trying to clear these protesters from the two airports.
We're speaking to NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. Michael, thanks so much.
You're welcome.